Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Becker, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, Laird, Leyva, Limon, McGuire, Melendez, Min, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa-Bogue, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Limon, after which, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Wiener.
Thank you. On the 49th anniversary of World Environment Day, we pray. Eternal God, whose spirit moved over the face of the deep, bringing forth light and life, by that same spirit, renew your creation and restore your image in your people. Turn us from careless tenants to faithful stewards, to your threefold blessings of clean air, pure water, and rich earth. May the inheritance of everything that has the breath of life and one generation make proclaim to another the wonder of your works. We ask this in your name, in whom the fullness of your glory is revealed. Amen.
Colleagues, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Members, now is the time for motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for the week of May 31st through June 2nd, 2022 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Moving on to considerations of the Daily File, second reading. Madam Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bills 1426, 1154 with amendments, 1445 with amendments, 895 with amendments, and Assembly Bill 2114 with amendments.
Now moving on to governor's appointments, Senator Laird with a file item 6. He is ready. Go ahead, Senator Laird.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 6 is the confirmation of Cindy Chavez to the Board of State and Community Corrections. She's a Santa Clara County supervisor, previously served as a city council member and vice mayor of the city of San Jose. She was approved by the Rules Committee on April 20th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Cortese, aye. Daly, no. Dodd, aye. DeRozzo, aye. Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, no. Camlogger, Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, McGuire, aye. Melendez, no. Min, aye. Newman, aye. Nielsen, no. Ochoa-Bogue, Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wieckowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Bates, Borges, Caballero, Eggman, Glazer, Grove, Hurtado, Camlogger, Limon, aye. Ochoa Bogue, Stern, Wilk, no.
Ayes are 24, the noes are 5. The appointment is confirmed. Moving on, members, please keep your chatter off the floor. Moving on to file item 7, Senator Laird.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 7 is the confirmation of Kirk Haynes to the Board of State and Community Corrections. He is the Chief Probation Officer in Fresno County. He was approved by the Rules Committee on April 20th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, aye. Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Cortese, aye. Daly, aye. Dodd, aye. DeRozzo, aye. Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, aye. Camlogger, Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, aye. McGuire, aye. Melendez, aye. Min, Newman, aye. Nielsen, aye. Ochoa Bogue, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wieckowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Borges, aye. Caballero, Eggman, Glazer, Grove, Hurtado, Camlogger, Min, aye. Stern.
The ayes are 32, the noes are 0. The appointment is confirmed. Moving over to file item 8. Senator Laird, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item 8 is the confirmation of Chief Andrew Mills to the State Board of Community Corrections. Chief Mills serves as the police chief for the city of Palm Springs. Until recently was the chief of police for the city of Santa Cruz. He was approved in the Rules Committee on April 20th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Cortese, aye. Daly, no. Dodd, aye. DeRozzo, aye. Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, no. Camlogger, Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, aye. McGuire, aye. Melendez, no. Min, aye. Newman, aye. Nielsen, no. Ochoa Bogue, Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wieckowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, no.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Bates, no. Borges, no. Caballero, Eggman, Glazer, Grove, Hurtado, Camlogger, Ochoa Bogue, no. Stern.
The ayes are 24, the noes are 8. The appointment is confirmed. Now moving on to Senate third reading, file item 18, Senator Archuleta. He's prepared. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 101 by Senator Archuleta relative to Latino Veterans Day.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow senators, today is June 6th. We honor those who served in World War II. We obviously think about Normandy, June 6th, 1944, to the men and women who served in World War II, I stand to recognize their sacrifice and their loss and the service to our great country. And Mr. President, I also stand and rise to present Senate Bill Resolution 101, which proclaims September 20th, 2022 as Latino Veterans Day here in California. All of us will be out in our districts in September, and that's why it's appropriate to read it today. SCR 101 pays tribute and honors the Latino men and women serving across all branches of the armed forces, past and present, who have devoted so much to our country. Simply put, Latino history is American history. Throughout the history of America, there are countless stories of Latinos volunteering to serve our nation's military, oftentimes giving their lives during the course of their service in times of battle. Whether it be part of President Roosevelt's Rough Riders, the National Guard Regiment known as the Bushmasters, or the 65th Infantry Regiment, Latinos have been and remain a vital part of our armed forces. Today's Latinos make up 15% of America's fighting men and women, playing crucial roles in every major American conflict since the Civil War. In fact, Latino veterans have received the Congressional Medal of Honor over 60 times in the service of our nation, the nation's highest medal for bravery above and beyond the call of duty. The distinguished military records of Latinos are marked on their incredible dedication to this country. They fought for a nation that did not always see them as equal, often segregated them or denying them jobs as they were worthy of because of their skills, all because of an origin of their ancestors. Yet they still fought, still served with honor and dignity, loving this great country, America. The debt of our gratitude can never be paid, but it can be acknowledged. May we honor the service and dedication of those who have given so much for our freedom. For these reasons, I respectfully ask for your aye vote and support on SCR 101. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Members, any discussion or debate? Senator Melendez.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be brief. With great respect for the author and the intent behind this resolution, I must regrettably oppose it again this year. We have a Veterans Day in this country to recognize all veterans, regardless of their race, of their gender, of anything. It's to recognize all of our veterans. And while I definitely appreciate the fact that the author wants to single out a particular group for their courage and commitment to freedom and fighting for our country and the values that we hold dear, I think it best to recognize all of our veterans on the same day, because when we do serve in the military and we are fighting alongside our brothers and sisters, we don't discriminate between races. We go out there together and we get the job done, and nobody asks what your race is, what your religion is, any of that. You're all in it together. And so I think separating it by race, specifically for veterans, does damage, actually, to the esprit de corps and the morale within our military ranks. And so regrettably, I must oppose.
Any other discussion or debate? Seeing none, Senator Archuleta, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for an aye vote.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta,
aye.
Atkins,
aye.
Bates,
aye.
Becker,
aye.
Borges, Bradford,
aye.
Caballero, Cortese,
aye.
Daly, Dodd,
aye.
DeRosso,
aye.
Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez,
aye.
Grove, Hertzberg,
aye.
Hueso,
aye.
Hurtado, Jones, Camwalker, Laird,
aye.
Leyva,
aye.
Limon,
aye.
McGuire,
aye.
Melendez,
no.
Min,
aye.
Newman,
aye.
Nielsen, Ochoa Bogue,
aye.
Pan,
aye.
Portantino,
aye.
Roth,
aye.
Rubio,
aye.
Skinner,
aye.
Stern, Umberg,
aye.
Wykowski,
aye.
Wiener,
aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Borges, Caballero, Daly,
aye.
Eggman, Glazer, Grove, Hurtado, Jones,
aye,
Camlogger, Nielsen,
aye,
Stern, Wilk.
Ayes are 29, the noes are 1. The measure passes. Members, moving back to motions and resolutions, this now is a time for adjournment memories. Senator Rutkowski.
Thanks, Mr. President. Members, we've lost one of our own. I rise to adjourn in the memory of former California State Assembly member John Dutra of Fremont, who passed away unexpectedly over Memorial Day weekend. John's life basically reads like an American dream come true. From a very humble beginning, this eldest son of Azorean immigrants grew into an admired veteran, a wildly successful business owner, a respected elected official, and a pillar of our community. And it wasn't easy. John was only 5 years old when his father died. When he was 8, he would deliver groceries and newspapers to bring home money so that his family could live. He left high school early and joined the military and served in the United States Navy. While on leave from the military, he met his future wife, Bernadine. He earned a high school GED, a bachelor's and master's degree, all on the GI Bill, all going at night. When he was working at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, John began a part-time job as a realtor. He moved his family to Fremont and opened his own real estate company. His persistence and hard work paid off. By the time the business was purchased in 1999 by Prudential California Realty, he had 250 real estate agents, professionals working for him, 35 staff members, and an annual gross volume of over $900 million. Mr. Dutra began his political career in the early 1980s as a Fremont Planning Commissioner. I met him in 1985. I had just finished law school and was running Gus Morrison's mayoral campaign. He was running for city council, and when Gus won the mayor's seat, John ran in the special election for that city council seat and served 10 years. He really brought that financial knowledge that he had to the city and helped them remain fiscally sound during the go-go 80s. He was a strong supporter of affordable housing, even at the time when many in our community opposed it. He served in the state assembly from 1998 until he was termed out in 2004. Among his many accomplishments was securing funding for the spinal cord injury research, retrofitting the Bay Bridge, and obtaining over $1 million to retrofit our historic Mission Church in Mission San Jose, California. Despite all these great accomplishments, John never lost his humble nature. He didn't hesitate to talk about government assistance he had received during hard times, and he opened his heart to others, hoping that they would be lifted up. And he was also a proud family member. Time and time again, he would talk about his family and the importance of it. He was married to Bernadine for 65 years, and his legacy with Bernadine is exemplified in their 5 children, John, Cindy, Anthony, or Dominic, and Diana. Like their father, each and every one of them made a significant contribution to our community. The Dutra family is proud and well-known throughout Fremont. They, in addition to the children, John has his sister Bernadette, who survived him, 13 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. In his remembrance to his father, his son Dominic wrote, "Most importantly, he would want others to simply take the time to hug their loved ones and cherish the days you have together. We cherish the memory of John Dutra and his significant contributions to our community, the state of California, and the nation. Thank you very much, and I urge we adjourn in his memory."
Thank you. Senator Hertzberg.
I want to join my colleague from Fremont, talk about John. Each of us in this body and those who have served in the other body have had the opportunity to work with extraordinary people, some people that make a greater impression on you than others. John Dutra was extraordinary. He had an ethic about him. Whether we're in caucus, whether you're talking to him privately, he was just incredible. And during the energy crisis, He generally was more of a business person and more conservative, and we pretty much shut down the legislature and did a special session, and we worked in working groups. And for those in Los Angeles who know then Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg, who's quite progressive, and John, who was quite business-oriented, they worked together on a team on issues relating to the energy crisis. And they were brilliant together, both because of their character, but not that they were demagogues, but they were trying to solve a problem. He also, John, was involved with creating Prop 45, which allocated sales tax to road construction, a constitutional amendment that was passed, and it was very important in California. But I just can't tell you what a loss this is. Each of us, as we finish our time here in government, or 12 or 14 years, there's a handful of people that we remember as giants. And his, he was a giant. A giant is an ethical person, calm, wonderful, decent, unbelievably humble, and wonderful human being. I ask that we adjourn his memory.
Thank you. Please bring his name up so it can be properly memorialized. Members, we're going to go back to privileges of the floor. Senator Dodd.
Yes, Mr. President, members. I'd like to thank the members of the Senate and our leadership teams, budget chairs and everything, for putting money in to CAL FIRE over the last few years. I don't know if you've heard about the fire that we had in Napa County last week, 500 acres near lots of buildings, lots of homes. And I'm telling you, the CAL FIRE Air Force and all the workers that came through in there kept it with not one home loss, not one business loss. And I'm absolutely convinced that without that, it could have been a lot worse. So all the things, none of the bills all by themselves necessarily are the silver bullet, but all the bills that we've been passing around here have worked together in a cohesive fashion that is really making a difference. We are facing these climate fires that I do have that kind of impact on thing. Anyway, thank you very much.
Senate is adjourned. Members, hang with us for one moment. If there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thank you. Colleagues, we recognize that this building has some construction going on. I just appreciate the comments from the good colleague from Napa. Your words were heard and agreed, I believe, from this body. So with that, Mr. President, our next floor session is scheduled for Thursday, June 9th, 2022 at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you. We sometimes say speakers are on fire. So Senator Dodd, you're on fire and the alarm went off. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.